When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
There it is. 5:30 Creed.
You know, the more and more you practice it, the better we sound.
Yeah.
Just letting everyone know.
We sound like a Creed choir right now. Creed, Christmas choir.
Not to put you guys on the spot.
Awesome.
But I was asked, how long are we doing Creed?
I don't know. Everybody likes it. People don't like it anymore. The thing about the radio is when you do stuff at the same time, it's
appointment radio.
People like it. Then all of a sudden it's not there.
Yeah, but like, all right, let's say in a perfect world.
We're not still singing Creed in the summer.
I think if we get Scott Stapp to sing it with us, I think that's the finale. Than that.
That's true.
Yeah, I think we have to see it through to when Creed gets here to have Scott Stapp sing with us.
When's Creed getting here?
July.
That's a long time to be singing.
But a lot of Creed.
That's a lot of Creed.
But think about how it's going to be jammed in people's brain.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, wow, could they possibly get it?
All I'm saying is there's also a such thing as running its course.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I'm saying.
I just don't think we're there yet.
Well, I agree. Yes. I agree. I don't think we're there yet. Yes. I don't think we're there yet.
But I will say we're on the back nine.
No. I don't know if we're on the back nine. Well, you wanted to get rid of it after a week, which was wrong.
I gave it to.
All right.
I thought it was done early. It took on a life of its own. So I think it's currently on hold number 10.
Well, and the Eagles have not lost.
That's true.
We got to keep doing everything exactly the same doing.
All right, well, maybe
I thought it was a season thing.
Oh, well, listen, if it's helping the Eagles, I think we should change it as soon as possible. But it does remind.
We got to get Scott Stapp to sing it.
I agree. And so, until Creed comes to town. And if we don't get Scott,
not till July.
Yeah, and guess what? The pressure's on Scott then.
Look,
we'll keep doing it until he gets on.
If the guy who is headlining that show comes on our show to sing the song with us, that is the natural.
We can't quit Creed, and we can't go to like April, and then just give up. You know what I mean?
And then he comes, and they're like, "Hey, do you want Scott Stapp to sing Creed?" We're like, "Oh, we don't really do it anymore." It's a bad moment. We need that great moment. We need to build towards something.
We'd look like idiots.
Idiots. So, quick Sixers note. Now, I am just inferring from the news that they sent to everyone. I do not have specific information on this. The news they sent everyone is that Jared McKean had successful meniscus surgery, and his return is TBD. But the verbiage that everyone used is that he had his meniscus repaired. And there's two meniscus surgeries. There's the meniscectomy and there's the repair. The meniscectomy is where they cut out the little piece of the meniscus that's torn, and you can come back much sooner.
Okay.
Or if they can repair it, that's what they prefer to do, but the return time is much longer.
Oh, so, we got the worst one?
Well, it's better for him.
Yeah, but it doesn't get him back quicker.
Right. So gotcha. That's like a 2 to 3 month recovery, in which
that
case.
That was the Embiid thing, right?
Embiid, they just took it out.
No, I mean, but that was like a debate at that time. I remember talking about that then.
Now, the truth is that's not just a decision they can just make, because sometimes you go in there, from what I've read, there's not a lot of blood flow there, right? So when they go in there, they can actually see whether they can repair it or not. Right. And with a player as young as McCain, you want to repair it if you can. You know, if you're, he's got a long career ahead of him. So now, they didn't say specifically that's what happened, but the verbiage that everybody used was different than the verbiage that everybody used with Embiid. Mm-hmm. Everybody used with Embiid, there was procedure. Everyone who used this one was his meniscus was repaired. So I am assuming that is the surgery he had. So good that it was successful. Good that they were able to do the repair. Bad that I don't think we're getting McCain back for this season. That would be my gut.
Yeah, cash out those rookie of the year bets.
Yeah, well. You should have cashed them out already. It's too late, I think, to cash them out. What a season from your Philadelphia 76ers.
It's about as bad as it could possibly go. This will be the year they get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I wouldn't put money on it.
I just... the injury bug to hit this kid this early in his career with this going on, it's like, oh my God.
The same weekend that Embiid breaks his face
again.
It's like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
So, and he's going to be reevaluated next week.
Yeah.
Embiid.
So I did a lot of reading about that injury. It doesn't seem...
Fractured sinuses?
Fractured sinus. So there's the more severe one, which could be surgery, and then you're 4 to 6 months. The less severe one that doesn't need surgery seemed like 4 to 6 weeks. Now, Courtney Lee, I think, returned after like a week 15 years ago or something like that.
Really?
Well, the problem with the cracked sinus is breathing. So he can't do anything right now because I think breathing can irritate it, all
messes
that sort
of. Yeah, that definitely is going to mess with your conditioning.
He can't fly, can't do any of that stuff. So even when he's cleared, because remember, we're going to have a ramp up again. I don't think we're going to see Embiid for a month. That's what my gut says, but who knows? That would be my gut. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 five-star Google reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What's the better Christmas movie, Christmas Vacation or Home Alone? 52% at Christmas Vacation.
Wow.
Gretel? In Mount Airy? You're on WIP?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been on hold for long enough that I feel like a lot of the things I was going to be saying have been said already. But
I'm sorry.
I guess that happens.
Yeah.
In the course of a radio show.
You can say it again anyway. You know, whatever. Say get out what you need to get out.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I just want to say this is my very first time ever calling into any show ever. So I've been a little bit like with butterflies in my stomach, but and I'm not a football expert at all, but I'm a huge fan, and especially this year. I guess I found WIP when I was listening to Merrill Reese a couple years ago, and that was like, he's amazing. And I feel like I'm watching when I listen to him.
Merrill's one of the greatest of all time. So
it is
a Philly thing to watch the game, but also listen to Merrill and Mike at the same time. And thank you for calling. And by the way, there's no reason to be nervous. We are just, look, you say you're not a football expert. Ike is the only person who knows what he's talking about.
I do have thoughts about the game.
What do you think?
And I will answer your questions about Saquon. And I really have to side with Ike on this, actually, because the last thing that he said in the last segment really resonated for me. But I this is what I think. I feel like, first of all, he's really strong. Saquon is strong. He's resilient. He gets, you know, thrown down again and again and bounces back up and still does his, like, liquid gold thing flowing between players, you know. But I think the main thing is that he loves to play. And when he plays, he has this explosive effect on his teammates, and he kind of gives a kind of energy and motivation to everyone else. So, you know, you were talking, I guess somebody back a while ago was talking about the rhythm of the team, and I think that's part of it, but it's also kind of the chemistry. And I feel like if we don't use all the tools in our tool chest, or Jalen doesn't have them all the options open, I don't think that we have as complete I don't know, as complete a game. And I really love the versatility that Jalen was talking about. He's like, we could do this, we could do that. You know, we just proved we can also do the throwing. And it just, to me, it feels like it's kind of a beautiful thing, and I don't want to mess with it and like bench anybody or say, you know, don't play because.
Yeah, I don't think, for what it's worth, I don't think any of us were saying, I don't want to speak for Jack here, but I don't think anybody was saying bench him. Mm-hmm. I do think they
feels like that's what y'all want.
No.
Oh, would you stop?
No.
Fanning the flames in there.
I think it is if there is a way to get his workload lower, and Jack specifically was like, let's stop worrying about the and I think we actually all agree on this, is the record. He shouldn't be running at this point. He shouldn't be getting carries for the record. He should be getting carries to win the game. And if they end up with the record, then that's fine. That's all. Now, if we get to the final game and that game doesn't mean anything, that's a completely different debate whether to do it or not. But I think my thought was, is they have, I do believe they have the ability to, and they've been better about it, to be honest with you. There was a run of a few games. And we were just reading them off, the Rams game, the Jacksonville game, the Washington game, where he was close to 30 touches. I'm far more comfortable if he's in that 20 to 22 range. I think
and they only had 21 last week.
Yeah, he had 21 last week. So, yep. So you know, and I agree with you. When everything's working, they are an impossible to beat football team. I think you could say that.
Because I was watching them last year and just getting so depressed. And all of that chemistry, I mean, obviously the defense is everything this year. I mean, it has changed the entire dynamic. But also, like, Jalen seems happier. he seems more, less moody. And I felt like the team was really disconnected last year, and they seem really together this year. We don't talk about, like, the locker room problem anymore. And I really, it's such a joy to watch this year. I'm loving it.
Well, the energy overall, except for a moment or two this year, has been really, really positive. And I think we have felt that from all the players we talked to on the air or around the air, all those things. It does seem like they're enjoying each other this
right?
year.
Like, yeah, right? Like, I mean, AJ's smiling a lot, you know? It's like, it's great.
Especially after last
he's
week.
Like, yeah. Put your cape on, you know? It's like, go out there. And so they support each other. And the humility that Saquon has is, like, beautiful to behold. He's such a team player, and he is so motivating to his teammates.
He's an all-timer in that way. I think as a leader and a teammate.
A human being.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Loving it.
You want to give us your best movie franchise?
Well, this kind of shows my age, although there are contemporary ones. But I'm a retired school teacher, and I'm almost 60. But James Bond, I found myself absolutely thinking about all of the movies that I love that are franchise movements, and I think all of the ones that I love have really good chase scenes. So it was either James Bond or the Bourne movies. But
we'll do Bourne because somebody already did Bond. Yep. So do Bourne.
Right. Well,
do Bourne.
Love the Bourne movies. That's another good one.
Yeah.
Aren't they? They're so good.
Yep.
They are good ones.
That Paris chase scene in the mini was like one of my favorite things ever. It was so good.
Yeah. Gretel, thank you for calling. Don't be a stranger. Call anytime.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Take care.
You got it, Gretel. A first-time caller. How about that?
Yeah. Even the fourth edition of the Bourne.
I think I only
franchise.
Saw two. Now I don't want to say anything wrong because I said something wrong about the Batman movies, and I got
well, you got
harassed.
Bourne Identity. Bourne Supremacy. Yeah, the one where they changed when Matt Damon stopped doing it. That fourth one. That was the fourth one. Jeremy Renner. Is that his name?
Bourne Sexy, I think it was called.
Bourne Sexy. Yeah. So
I love Renner. I love Jeremy Renner.
Yeah,
though.
He was okay. Yeah. I normally don't like when you switch a main character like that, but he was okay in that one. But my preference is the first three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt Damon was badass in those movies.
Oh. Renner almost died last winter. Was he?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
I think he was
trying snowplower.
He was trying to push a four wheeler or something when there was snow, and he got run over by the snowplow. And reading this his interviews about it, he definitely could have died.
Yeah.
Justin, Tennessee. I feel like I haven't talked to Justin in a while.
Y'all have been busy, man. Every time I try to call, it's been busy and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've been, well, y'all know how busy I've been. I mean, I, you know about that one like it, man.
Yep.
But anyway, I going back to the topic at hand, I don't want to get off topic before I stray with the other things. But
good.
I agree with what Ike said. You got to dance with the one that brought you. You play your game. You don't slack off with Saquon and try to save him and all that. If the 2,000 yards comes, it'll come naturally, you know.
Yep.
And if it does, it does. If it don't, it don't. You know, we all wanted it, but after last week, you just got to, like I said, you got to dance with the one that brought you, man. If it takes Saquon getting 5-6 less carries, so be it. You know, if it takes Jalen throwing the ball 35 times one game, so be it. I just want to win and get that one seed because we know what that one seed means.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extra week of rest, and it's, you know, it's a home. You're at home the rest of the way. We know what that home crowd is going to be like in Philadelphia. Mm. It's going to be insane.
I need that.
But anyway, back to the things I wanted to stray with. Like, I really wanted to call yesterday with the favorite movie dad. I wanted to say Pops from Friday, or I was going to go a little sideways and go Vito Corleone from The Godfather.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And as far as, I guess, franchises go,
yeah.
I think Bourne Legacy was the one that had Renner in it.
Yes, okay, yeah, Bourne Legacy.
It wasn't Bourne Sexy?
No.
No, it was not. That was the movie I was in.
Yeah.
You know, that's another story for another time. As far as the actors playing WIP hosts, I really thought he was going to go with Wesley Snipes for you. I really did.
Oh, yeah. Wesley I used to Snipes. Get Wesley. Yeah. Yeah. I used to get Wesley back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Yeah.
Yeah. And why he didn't go with Charlie Day for James Seltzer, I mean, that's the biggest home run in the world.
That is a good one. Yeah, but everyone knows about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows about that one. So I think that's why it kind of laid out. That was just the biggest home run ever in franchises. Man, y'all know, I'm a movie nerd. I've not got to listen because I had a dentist appointment at like 3:30, so I was kind of out for like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So did anybody say Rocky? Because that's a huge.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Grow up a little bit.
Rocky and Creed and everything.
Yeah.
What about Lethal Weapon?
Nobody said Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Yeah.
Mel Gibson, Sidney Poitier. Is that who was in?
No, it is not Sidney Poitier.
Danny Glover, man.
All right. Oh.
Danny Glover. Let me jump in there, Justin. I got to make sure the delegation know I'm on top of this, man. Yeah, that was Danny Glover, damn it.
Yeah, you show him, Mike. It's Danny Glover. This ain't in the heat of the night. Come on, Ike. Get it together, man. They call him Ike, not Mr. Tibbs.
Yeah.
y'all been doing good this week, and I was laughing. But I was hurting for you, too, when Yoshi was on you with both feet yesterday.
Yeah, man. He was on me, wasn't he?
Oh, come on. He deserved it.
That was rougher than that in jail, buddy. He was shedding water, and he's trying to keep his head up. And he's like, daggone, how long y'all going to let this go? I'm telling you, that was good stuff, though. But I can't wait, man. He going to rub that belly one time for me. I'll get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right, Justin. Appreciate it.
I'm kind of disappointed he's not going to rub your belly.
Well, I'm not.
I really thought that was going to happen.
I met Danny Glover one time.
Okay.
In Beverly Hills, staying at the same hotel. Yeah, talk to me.
What were you doing in Beverly Hills?
Well, I was out there for a week for the NFL Network.
Ah, okay.
This is back in the day. This is back in the day. I was with the Falcons, and this was during the offseason. This is before the NFL Network blew up to what it became.
Mm-hmm.
So back in those days, they enjoyed having former players come out there, try their hand at broadcasting, been an analyst. They put you up all week. They put me up all week in this hotel.
Wow.
Me and the wife. Yep, put us up. It wasn't Beverly Hills. It was right out there near where the studio is at, wherever the NFL Network is at. It's in that area. So long story short, I'm coming out of there one morning. Not only did I see Danny Glover in a bathrobe, like a bathrobe with pajamas on and a t-shirt, like, right? I don't know where the hell he was coming from, but he was coming into the hotel. But ran into Liza Minnelli before I got on the elevator.
Really?
She was staying in the hotel, too.
Did you say something to either of them?
Of course I did.
Okay.
I did fanboy stuff.
To Liza Minnelli?
Of course. They didn't even have phone cameras back then.
You had the real camera out?
No, I had the disposable camera.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Oh, man. I kept the disposable camera with me, man.
Now, the robe's dead, right? Do people still use robes?
They do. And when you say in a nice hotel, there's robes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't wear a robe often.
Oh, but you wear one occasionally?
I have one, yes.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing. You know those are typically family gifts.
Yes.
Yes. So that's a birthday gift or a Father's Day gift or a Christmas gift.
Well, it's the only
reason I have one.
It's funny. Every year. Because you're
the only robes I've ever had is what they've given me for birthday, Father's Day, or Christmas.
When you're with the same person for a long time, you run out of gift ideas. And I think every year I'm like, would Val wear a robe? Can I get her a robe? She probably, I don't know.
Renee does wear a robe.
She does?
Yes.
I think she might wear a robe. I don't know.
He does wear a robe.
Now, you mentioned seeing in a robe. Did I tell you when I saw the Reverend Jesse Jackson?
No. Okay. How was that?
So,
how was that?
Well, I'm going to be
quick and to the point.
Well, here's the thing. So, when I lived in Chicago, I worked out at this place called the East Bank Club. It was a very nice gym, real big gym. And the ice machines had crushed ice, which I'd never seen in a gym before.
Love crushed ice. Very underrated.
And they would do your laundry for you at this gym.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm in the locker room, and I turn around, and who's standing in front of me naked?
Oh.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Wow. But you guys don't understand how small it is.
I looked.
What? What do you mean you looked?
I looked.
Took a peek?
Yes.
And?
He's doing fine.
All right. Good to hear.
Let me just say this.
It's called a big dose of D.
When I tell these stories... I don't ever go down these type of roads, man. You and your stories, I never know where the hell they're going, man. I didn't have this one on the bingo card today.
Neither did I.
You got flashed by the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Yes.
And he was impressive.
He was doing fine. Yeah.
And John Ritchie. He has his own issues.
Yeah, he's got his own issues.
I mean, yeah, that story. Didn't know about that one either, yes.
I got tons of them.
You really do, man.
I do. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
But I held back. Because,
you let it go. You did.
Because I'm trying to, you know, when I lose it, I think, which happened at some point last week or maybe the week before, I get into my head and say I have to be better about things. And I think Ken is a good caller that makes good points. And if he wants to take shots at me, he can. So I just let that one go.
Good job.
Mature of you.
They're not my friends. All right. What's next?
Business is business.
Surprised neither one of us brought that up as to why he doesn't want to buy gifts.
Well, dude's buying coffee every day when there's free coffee in the station.
He's
here.
He's a coffee snob.
Again.
He is.
That coffee's terrible.
Yeah. Wow.
And I like going for a little walk.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Listen, it's like $5. It's all right.
All right. Every day? That's up.
I also bring my own coffee.
All right.
That's my third cup of the day.
Okay. What's next? That's actually a really good point.
I know.
The whole point of the original vacation is going to Wally World.
I know it.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot, man.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. Moose out front should have told you. Great John. That was John Candy in that role,
John
right?
Candy, yep.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. What's next?
Chris is definitely the guy at the bar.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He's got his back on campus.
Oh, yeah. Close talking.
Yeah.
Close talking to some,
every time.
Some girl loud in the loud bar. You know, back in my day, I used to run this place. Get out of there. Go home.
Yeah,
let the kids have their time. Holy moly. And I say this because when I was at Syracuse, we worked at a College Station. They would have alumni weekend when all the older, like the guys who used to work there, and they would all want to do a show. It's like, dude, I'm only going to be here for a couple more years. I need all the shows I can get. You don't need to do another show. All right, what's next? That is a good one.
I'll tell you.
That's a good one. What's next?
We are fast and free with our criticisms, and then we literally backtrack.
Yep. Look.
Knowing better.
What did I say that wasn't true? It was all true. So our next
still stuck on the Wally World thing. That was a shame. Yes.
Next question today was based on Steven Spielberg's birthday. We asked you, what is the best movie franchise, as he did Indiana Jones? The winner gets a $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room, a great little bar there in Fishtown. Joe and Hugh will be there on Sunday for the pregame show. It's an ugly sweater block party. Jack, what are our best?
Some big answers. Toy Story, James Bond, Star Wars, Vacation, Rocky, Godfather, Rambo, Harry Potter, Dark Knight, Bourne, Lethal Weapon.
So I got two in there that I would go with.
Okay.
So I would
pick
either
between the two.
I would either go Godfather or the Bourne movies.
Well, since I've never seen Godfather, we're going Bourne.
All wow. Right. Gretel's first call.
Gretel's wow. Not bad.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Make sure she calls back.
Yes. Thank you, Gretel. Mm-hmm. She was worried talking to us. We're not intimidating. Come on. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Call us on a Monday.
Yeah.
Well, only if you disagree with Ike. Yeah. Sometimes that can be a little intimidating.
Yeah. So Fritz at 6 is next.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Has Nick Sirianni?
Yeah. What are you going to tick me off with tonight on the way home?
Nah, I'm giving people a rest tonight.
Okay.
It's time for me to be truthful.
Okay.
Has Nick Sirianni won you over?
Because he has won you over,
because he's won you over.
Yeah. Curious where the negative Nancys are.
Now, so here's the true test for both of you guys who are late to the Nick Sirianni train.
I was earlier than Jack.
Way earlier. Okay. Yeah, way earlier than Jack. And you've held down. So okay. I'm not really talking to you because you've already proven yours. But Jack, I don't want you trying to jump off the train now at the first sight.
The big dumb dip one again?
Exactly. See, yes. You can't say he's won you over, and then when something happens, you're ready to go right back to the other guy.
Here's how I'll say it, all right? Okay. I don't think even if they lose in the first round, I would fire him.
Well, that's nice of you.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm same.
I got news for you. They're not going to fire him.
Yeah. I know, but I think
even
that,
if they lose in the
I
first
think
round.
3 weeks ago, I would have said if they lose in the first round, I'm firing Nick.
Yeah.
And I'm not there. I like Nick.
There you go. All right.
Sometimes a little, cut down the Mount Union, but he's doing well.
Yeah.
He cuts down some of the other stuff too.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what happens with Nick? Is once you let yourself go and get in, it's so much easier to stay there.
It's
you got to get past being wrong. And like for me, it was the guy's a moron. He doesn't know what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. But once I got past, when I was like, oh no, then it's much easier to be there because you can see it more clearly.
Yeah.
You just got to get in there.
And how about this before we get out of here? We talked an awful lot in the preseason about how he would handle adversity when it came.
Yes. And
it's come a couple of times this year.
He has passed that test. Yes.
Yeah.
And now the first adversity was his fault.
Oh, yeah.
But I agree. But two different kinds of adversity.
Yep.
And he handled it both the right way. Yep. All right. Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for listening to me when I tell you what you need to do in your home. Because I've never been to your home. But I can tell you one thing about your home. Chances are, you've needed to replace your windows for a while, and they're drafty, they're old, and you can hear it when the cold air comes through, and your energy bills go up because both in the summer and in the winter, because the either the warm air is coming in or the cold air is coming in, fix it. end-of-the-year sales event with Guided Door and Window. They are taking care of you. 40% off every professionally installed window. 40% off any door, insulated entry doors and garage doors and storm doors. And you can start this entire project, which, you know, can be a big deal, with no money down and interest-free financing up to a year. So if you are that person I'm talking about, needs to replace windows, maybe a door, maybe a couple of doors, I want you to take advantage of the Guida end of year sales event right now. All prior sales excluded. This only goes to December 31st. Call Guida to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.